Okay, we are continuing in Maseches Tainis, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, second line from the top of the page, another memra of Rava. V'amar Rava, Rava says, Haitzer v'me Rabbanon. There's a young Talmud Chacham, Dami le'partzida de'tusei kala. He's like a seed that's under a clump of dirt. Kevan de'navat navat. Now once the seed begins to sprout, it begins to grow, so it flourishes, it blossoms out. And so to the Talmud Chacham, once he, as Rashi explains, once he grows in Torah and his name gets out, so there's no limit to where it can go. The Amar Rav and Rav also said, "Haytzov me Rabbanon derasach." If you have a young Talmid Chacham who becomes angry, "Oraisehu de karma sarachalei." It's the Torah that's inside of him that's causing him to become heated up. It's causing him to become angry. He takes things more to heart. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Halo kol dvarei kodesh." And Hashem compares the words of the Torah. It's like fire. For Amar Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi says, "Kol talmid chacham sheino kosher kabarzel." Any talmid chacham, any rav talmid chacham who is not as hard as iron, meaning he doesn't hold himself strong. Eino talmid chacham, he's not a true talmid chacham. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Ukepati shefotzei tzela," like a hammer that shatters a rock. So the Talmid Chacham is like that, has to be like that hammer that's so strong that even has the ability to shatter rock. Rabbi Abba said to Rabbi Ashi, "Atun mehasamas nisala." You learn this from that pasuk. Anam mehakamas ninanlam. We learn the very same thing from a different pasuk because it says, "Dechsev eretz asher avonah barzel." The pasuk says in Devarim that it's a land whose stones are iron. Al tikre avoneha. Don't read the word as avoneha, ela boneha. Rather, it's boneha means not its stones, but rather its builders. Who are the builders? The Talmid Chachamim are the builders. And it says eretz asher avoneha barzel. The pasuk calls them. That says that they are the Talmid Chachamim, who are the bonim, are barzel, are strong like iron. Amar Ravina, and Ravina says, "Afilu hachi, even so, mi boile l'inish lemelef nafshei b'nichlus." A person has to try to accustom himself to speaking calmly. Shemar v'chaser kasmi l'bacham, as it says, one has to remove anger from his heart. That's a general requirement that we always have to try and be in control of our emotions, to be in control, not to come to kaas. Now the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonasan." Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani says, in the name of Rabbi Yonasan, "Shlosha sha'alu shelo kehogan." Three people made requests, and they did not do it properly. "L'shnayim hashivu kehogan." Two were answered properly, but "le'echad hashivu shelo kehogan." The response was an improper one. What does that mean? Ve'eluhen, who are the three? The first is Eliezer Eved Avram, Eliezer Avram's servant, Sha'ul ben Kish, the first melech of Yisrael, Sha'ul, the Yiftach Hagiladi, and the third was Yiftach, one of the Shoftim. Where do we see that they asked improperly? Eliezer Eved Avraham, the example of Eliezer, who made an improper request, was when he was looking for a wife, for Yitzchak. Dechziv, the Torah tells us, Vayana Rasher Amari Leha, Hatina Kadech, then he made a sort of test. Right? And he said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let it be that the girl who comes and says that I will say to her, pour for me from your jug, And she will be the one, and she will respond, and she'll say that I won't just give you, but I'll give the camels as well. She's the one that's for Yitzchak. It's possible that it'll be even somebody who's lame, or somebody who's girl, who somebody who's who's blind, would end up being the wife of Yitzchak. So again, why did it only take this one thing into account? Who knows who he was going to end up with? And yet, Hashivu Kehogim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded in a proper manner. If it's not Rivka, couldn't have gotten a much better shidduch than that. And Rivka ended up being the one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent to him. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though Eliezer had not asked properly, sent him a proper shidduch. Who was the second person who did not ask properly? Sha'ul ben Kish was King Sha'ul. In what context? Tichsev, the pasuk says, "Vayo ish asher kenu yashen ha-melech o-shagodob es bito yiten lo." He announced to the people, and whoever is the person who slays him, I'm going to make him wealth, very wealthy, and I'm going to give my daughter to him in marriage, but he had no idea who potentially was going to be the one who was going to be victorious. So yachal afilu eved afilu mamzer, maybe the person that he would end up having to give his daughter to would be a slave, would be a mamzer, somebody who didn't have proper yichus. And yet hashivu kahogen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him properly, and who did he get? Min hazdam lo David. And David was sent his way. And David was sent him. Who was the third person who asked Shelo Kahogan? That's the famous story of Yiftach HaGiladi. Yiftach HaGiladi. Yiftach made a neder in Sefer Shoftim. Whoever comes out of the doors of my home first, right, again, after the battle, when I come back from defeating Ammon, will be given to God as a korban. Whoever comes out first, maybe even something that's not a kosher animal would have ended up coming out. Rashi says, kelev or chazir, even if it was a dog or a pig, that's what he's going to bring as a korban ola. How can you set up a situation in which potentially that's what he's making a vow that's going to be one of the mizbeach? And yet, Hashivo Shelo Kahogan. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded in an improper manner, again, not improper from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perspective, but it was not in a way that Yiftach would have wanted. Nizdam Nelo Bito, and his daughter was the first one to come out to greet him. V'hainu deka amar luhu Navi, and this is what the Navi says to Yisrael, to the Jewish people. Hatzari em begilad in mofei ein sham. Right? Is there no doctor who is in Gilad? Meaning Hashem is upset at Yiftach for failing to have taken the neder to a physician. Who's the physician in this case? So he should have gone to Pinchas. Pinchas was the Gadol Darash explains. Vayyachal hater nidro, and he could have at least been matir the neder. But apparently they had a standoff as to who should go to. Yiftach thought that Pinchas should be the one to come to him. Pinchas thought Yiftach should go to him. And it ended up being that there was nobody who annulled the vow. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not happy about this neder that he made. Continuing on with this story of Yiftach, the pasuk says, "Zuchsev asher lo tzivisi lo dibarti lo al salibi." When it comes to the chas v'shalom, somebody sacrificing one's children, it's not something I've commanded, I've spoken about, not something which would ever enter one's mind. Again, this pasuk is not written in the context of Yirmiyah. I'm sorry, it's written in Yirmiyah, but it's not written in the context of Yiftach. But we darsh in the pasuk, asher lo tzivisi, the one that I've not commanded, zebino shel mishemach moav. This refers to the case of the son of Misha, who was the king of Moab. Vaikachas b'no, and it says in the pasuk, Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, Vaikachas b'no abachor, Shehimach tachto v'yalei ola. And Misha took his firstborn son, who would have been the one to rule after him, and he offered him as a korban, as a burnt offering. Apparently his intentions were good. He was trying to appease HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rashi explains. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they don't want such an offer. He doesn't want people giving their children as korbanos. Velo dibarti, this is not what I had spoken of. That's referring to Ze Yiftach. That's the case of Yiftach. Again, that we just spoke about. Velo al salibi, they never entered my mind. Ze Yitzchak ben Avram. This refers to Yitzchak, the son of Avram, that although Hashem commanded Avram to bring Yitzchak as a korban, he never, lo al salibi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never actually intended that Yitzchak would be given as a korban. Now the Gemara continues again with other cases of improper requests. Amar Rabbi Brachia said, "Av Knesset Yisrael Shalosh Shlo Kogan." There's even an example of the Jewish people who made an improper request. How so? And yet, what happened? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashiva Kogan, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered improperly. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, V'neidu Anya Defalo Da'aseh Hashem. Let us know, let us pursue Da'aseh Hashem, knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kishachar Nachon Motzo'o. his going forth is like the morning. V'yavok hageshem lanu, and he shall come to us like rain. So meaning, what does that mean? So the Bnei Yisrael requested of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he resemble the rain. So the what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu respond? Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKashem says to Bnei Yisrael, Biti at shel es davar, she'pa'amim es bakish u'pa'amim en es bakish. You're asking that I should be to you like the rain, which is something which is at times desirable and at times not desirable. It's not beneficial all the times, right? In the dry season, it's not good if it rains. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm not going to be with you like the rain. I'm not only going to be there when sometimes. Something that you always desire. It's always going to be good for you. I'll be like the dew. The dew is always desirable. Also ask at a different time about HaKadosh Baruch Hu improperly. Amr lefanav, they said in front of him, Ribono shel olam, simini chachosam al ibecha chachosam al zerecha. You should put me like a chosam al ibecha, like a seal on your heart, and kechosam like a seal on your arm. Amr la kadosh baruch hu, kadosh baruch hu says to biti, achol es davar shepam nirapam nirnirnira. You want me to be like something to you, but you're comparing me to something which is sometimes seen and sometimes cannot be seen, right? A seal that's put on the person's heart or arm is not going to be revealed when a person is wearing clothing. So you want my relationship to be with you like something which is sometimes seen and sometimes concealed? Avani eselach davar shener le'olam. I will make something for you which can be seen all the time. Shenemar hina kapayim chakosich. I'll be on the palms of, I've engraved you on the palms of the hands. So again, the person's hands are always something which is visible. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that's where I will kivyachol appear to you, reveal myself to you. Okay, getting back now to the din of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah had said that ein shovelin es hagishamim, we don't ask for rain ela samach legishamim, only when it's near the rainy season. Savrua she'ilav azkara chadam elsa. So we thought, the Talmidim thought, that requesting she'ilam and hazkar and mentioning are the same thing. So when the Mishnah says we do not request rain except for in the rainy season, they assume that it also refers to mentioning gevuros kishamim, mentioning the power of rain. So just like we don't ask for rain in v'sein talum matar except in the rainy season, so too we should only have mashiv ruach in the rainy season. So man tana, who's the tana who assumes that the beginning of the time that we ask for rain is samach l'gishamim? Amarav Rabbi Yeshua, it's like Rabbi Yeshua who we had before here, and the Amru told us before, and that when do you start mentioning rain gevuras kishamim mishas hanachasov, the time that you put down the lulav, which is at the end of the Yom Tov of Sukkos by Yom HaShmini, which is near the rainy season, because again Sukkos is ushering in the rainy season. Amar le Abaye responds, afilu tema Rabbi Eliezer, you could even suggest that it's Rabbi Eliezer who argued on Rabbi Yeshua, and he thought that you mentioned gishamim even Yom Tov Arishon Shel Sukkos, even at the beginning of the Chag. What does it mean that ancient ones are gishamim? What does it mean when we said in the Mishnah that you only ask for rain samach gishamim? She'elu lechud v'azkara lechud. She'elu and hazkara do not necessarily have to be intertwined. It doesn't necessarily have to be the exact same thing. So maybe we make earlier a little bit in order to be mazgir by the Yom Tov Arishon Shechag, but it doesn't necessarily mean that we need to begin mentioning and we need to begin asking at the same time. So the Gemara says, V'ikad Amri, and others say that the V'ikad Amri, and others say, Lema, maybe we should say that the Mishnah, which said that Ein Shonas HaGeshamim, El Samach HaGeshamim, turning until Mebeis, is Rabbi Yeshua. He's really going like Rabbi Yeshua Domer, that he said that when do we start mentioning, right, Mashiach Ruach, when do we start mentioning Mishas HaNachosav, then we put down the Lulav. And on that, Rava was the one who said, Amar Rava, Afilu Teimer Rabbi Eliezer. Rava said that it was even like Rabbi Eliezer, who said that we start mentioning it at the beginning of the Yom Tov HaSukkos. And to that we respond in She'elah L'chud, V'azkar L'chud, that even though we don't ask for rain except for Samach L'Geshamim, which would be at the end of Yom Tov, still we can be Mazkar L'Geshamim even from the beginning.